I've been thinking of what I could have available between the weekly episodes. I've decided I'm going to open up the archives, share some of the thoughts, ideas I've shared with GMs, GSMs, and sales managers over the years. I hope you enjoy them and find them informative. Let me know what you think. So here we go, ideas from the archives.
Is it time for a reset? Have your standards begun to erode? Or is your performance starting to slip? It is sometimes difficult to know where to start. But perhaps this will give you a few jumping-off points to reset your process, your people, and your performance. Think of it as Leadership 2.0. The letter R. Reject passive attitudes. Stop accepting or allowing what happens without an active response. A leader inspires their people and themselves to accomplish great things through teamwork, innovation, and a common vision of the future. They instill a sense of accountability and responsibility for the hits and the misses. A boss motivates and manipulates their people to simply work harder or do more, do better. A boss will often excuse missing a goal by deflecting to an external or uncontrollable event. The letter E, envision. Create a vision in your people of what the future will look like. Present current problems as stepping stones along the way to future success. A leader without a vision has no idea where they are leading their people to. If your people don't know you have a destination, they will be less likely to follow. A leader without followers is just a person out for a walk. The letter S. Situational awareness. This is critical to identify, process, and comprehend the critical elements of what is happening to the team and their environment. Explained simply, situational awareness is knowing what is going on around you. Do you have a plan for managing by walking around? Are you in touch with your people and your clients? Do you manage remotely or are you in the middle of the action? Do you position yourself to see the action or do you wait for the action to come to you? The letter E, engage, establish meaningful contact and connection with your team and between the team members. The departments and employees should engage one another, like the gears of a machine, and all work together, interconnected and united. Does your service staff attend sales meetings? Do your salespeople know who does what in the shop? Is accounting involved in helping to solve the challenges in sales and service? A successful operation isn't one building filled with five or six separate teams, all working towards separate goals. It is one unified organization, led by a common set of values, towards a common goal. If your people never talk to each other or collaborate together, you will struggle to build one team that works for each other, and instead, end up with five teams that compete against each other. The letter T. Take a personal inventory. Going through a personal inventory with unflinching honesty can be tough, but ultimately it will help you identify negative habits and avoid doing them in the future. By examining your past, you can break the cycle you find yourself in and start creating better results. It is difficult to face our mistakes and flaws without defining ourselves by those mistakes. Approaching your personal inventory in a balanced way will help you get through the process of resetting your leadership role and ensure its success. It's okay to apologize to your team if you have failed them in the past, and sometimes it's the best way to rebuild their trust.
So let me know. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Or are you somewhere in the middle? Let me know what you think. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you next time. Remember, like, follow, share, subscribe. The more people are involved with this, the better it gets. Thank you again, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you for joining us. We depend on listeners like you to promote and grow our channels. We are available everywhere you get your podcast, so be sure to like, follow, or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you like what you heard, disagree with it, or have some input, we invite you to add your comments, reviews, and ratings below. Thank you, and have a splendid day.